SOP 194 today. We're talking the importance of ID3 tags, and we've got some cool podcasting toys.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting. Everything that we talk about today, you can find out at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And of course, if you haven't guessed by now, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, where you can find tutorials and resources that will teach you how to podcast. And of course, if you'd like to call in your comments, being that this is an audio podcast, you can do that via the podcastvoicemail.com line. It's 888-563-3228. Of course, put that number right there in your cell phone and join in on the conversation. Well, I got an email from a listener, and I believe he was actually listening to my weekly web tools podcast, weeklywebtools.com. Said, "Dave, just found your show. Love it to death. Downloaded every single episode." He says, "And I noticed one thing, that in your ID3 tags, you sometimes put your track number there and sometimes you didn't, and consequently it played them somewhat out of order. Just thought I'd let you know. Love the show, and even the old shows are great." Okay, so here's something I wanted to point out about this. Number one, ID3 tags are important. The whole goal of your podcast production is to make it easy for the listener, for the viewer, to consume your podcast. Now, with a show like Weekly Web Tools, there wasn't like one show built on the next, but I'm sure that in some cases I might have said, "Hey, we talked about this last week." Well, if the shows are out of order, it doesn't make sense. But if you're doing something like a story podcast and it built on the previous show, things like that, very important that you put the track number. And what I use for the track number, like if you look at the ID3 tags of this podcast, you'll see where this is track number 194. That's the episode number. And if you were to download the back catalog of this, it would then play in order, because especially in iTunes, it will sort by the track number. And how you get into this, you can actually use iTunes to add your ID3 tags, and you simply right-click on the file, choose More Info, and go to the Info tab, and you'll see where it says Track Blank of Blank. Well, that's basically for a CD, where it's normally like Track 3 of 12 that were on the CD. Well, obviously I don't have an ending track number, but I can put my podcast episode into the first track box, and that will fix that problem. And I've got the full directions on how to ID3, how to add ID3 tags with iTunes. If you simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com/help, this is a resource I've been creating that has some of the more common podcasting questions, and it's free. It's open to the public. schoolofpodcasting.com/help. Speaking of other free things, I've got two things here as we head towards the door. First thing, I've updated podcastingtoolbar.com. This is a toolbar that you can add to your website. It's got news about podcasting built into it. It's got, you can go to resources there for PodSafe music, background music for podcast gear. So if you need to go shopping, if you're looking for things like that, as well as my podcast is built right into it. So if you ever want to listen to the morning announcements, you can get that right there. My favorite thing is you can check multiple Gmail accounts with this toolbar. So I will click it and say, "Okay, give me the School of Podcasting email." I'll click another button. "Okay, let me check Weekly Web Tools podcast." You know, whatever I'm doing, I can do that. You can get it. It's free. PodcastingToolbar.com. The other free thing I have just started looking into this, and I should have a product review in the very near future. It's called Teleprompt, and I've played with other teleprompting softwares and didn't really, I don't know, they seem kind of clunky. And I was talking with Peter, who is the person basically designed this software. It's very cool. It's called Teleprompt, and there's actually a free version. I'll have a link to this. In fact, let's just make it easy. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com, Teleprompt, T-E-L-E-P-R-O-M-P-T, Teleprompt, and that'll take you right over there. They have a free version of this software, and it functions in all aspects except that the interface can't be customized. It can only operate in the default layout, which is 1024 by 768. And in theory, you might want to change that. Like, you could actually make your screen resolution smaller to make the text bigger. So if you're trying to read from a long distance, they've got great tips on their website as well. The further away you make the teleprompter, the less it looks like you're reading. Especially, this is great for video podcasts. Also, in the free version, the length of the script available for scrolling in the teleprompter area is limited, and the total recording time of the built-in audio recorder is restricted to 30 seconds. And here's the thing that's interesting about this software. It's other than other teleprompting softwares, is it has a high-quality audio recorder, and this is pretty interesting for podcasting. Number one, for purely audio podcast, or if you're doing voiceover work, it's made very easy because you can actually have this script in front of you and simultaneously click one button and it will record the audio, which you can then save as a WAV format. You can export it as an MP3 if you wanted to, but if you wanted to record some segments and then put it into Audacity and add some music and things like that, very interesting way to do that, and it will avoid you doing things like and and things like that. There are some buttons that you can use to make it scroll faster or slower or stop and pause. And another great thing, you can hit pause on this, and not only will it pause the teleprompter, but it will pause the recording, which is very cool. It even has built in, if you wanted to, you could order these foot pedals and actually adjust the speed on the teleprompter, how fast it scrolls, things like that. I have not used this yet. I've actually been in contact with Peter. I'm going to download this free version, play with it a little bit, but expect a review of this coming in the near future. And the thing I liked about it, when I read about this, my always thought was, when I recorded on my computer, I don't now, I record strictly into, in my case, I'm using a Zune H4, I'm using an SM58 microphone going into that, is I always thought recording on my computer, and if you've heard my old shows, number one, my fan noise was tremendously loud. And for me, I never wanted to have an audio program running and an additional screen, teleprompter, something like that running. I thought it might be too taxing for the computer. And what's great about this program, or at least it appears, is it has a built-in audio recording program in the teleprompter. So you can actually record a full-fledged WAV file, which is the best recording you can have, which you should always do until you get finished with your show, and then mix it down to an MP3 file, or if you're on a Mac, an AAC. And of course, now with Macs being, both platforms, you could buy this program and run it on a Mac as well. But it's interesting. So I'll be checking into this software, and if you want to check it out, there is a free version available. You can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/teleprompt. That's T-E-L-E. P-R-O-M-P-T, schoolofpodcasting.com/teleprompt. We'll be talking about this more in the future. So we learned the importance of ID3 tags. One thing I should mention, that particular podcast he was listening to, I was using Gigavox Show Builder Lite, and of course, then it got sold, then it got broken, and that's why those particular ID3 tags on that show were out of sequence. Because I do think ID3 tags are very important. You should have your album art, you should have your author, you should have your show notes in the comments and in the lyric section. We've talked about that in the past. So there you go, some fun toys to play with, as well as some tips on ID3 tags. I'll have links to this, everything we talked about. You can go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And, of course, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, where you can start a successful podcast today using our step-by-step tutorials, our resources. So if you want to sell your podcast, if you need background music, if you need, you know, email lists, if you need promotional tools, it's all there, as well as live training on a regular basis. All one place, schoolofpodcasting.com, because let's face it, it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. And if you don't start podcasting soon, your competition is. It's true. So thank you very much for tuning in. Also, one last thing, if you're listening to this on a click-to-play device, you can subscribe to us on iTunes simply by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. Click on the subscribe button. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you again real soon. Till then, class is dismissed.